been sounding like that for the past couple of days.
Why don't we step outside for just a minute where it's quieter? So I've come to the 930 Club. It's this classic rock venue in downtown Washington, D.C., and the band you hear getting warmed up there is Grizzly Bear. And in a few hours, this wooden floor at the 930 Club is just going to be the sea of people. The concert has been sold out for a while. Grizzly Bear, they're these four guys from Brooklyn who have been just growing in popularity. Their last album, it hit number one on the Billboard indie charts. Now they've got a new album out called Shields. They're on tour. The group seems to be on this journey, navigating all the pressures in this modern age of music and really figuring out what it means to be an indie band today.
I'm Daniel from Grizzly Bear.
Hi, my name is Edward.
Chris Taylor.
And I'm Christopher Bear.
Okay, so we've got two Christophers in the band, and then the two lead vocalists are Daniel Rawson and Edward Drosty. We were all chatting at the club a few hours before their show last week. It was Edward who started the band back in 2004, and I asked him how it all began.
I was feeling a little bit of like the post-college confusion malaise, and I had taken guitar lessons in high school and started messing around on it and writing songs in the very stereotypical lo-fi bedroom pop story where you're just sort of like, I'm going to make songs in my bedroom. And then I met Chris Bear through a friend, and I had a bunch of songs. He was intrigued, and he sort of came in at the tail end of the first album. And then basically, even though the first album was essentially just me, when that came out, almost immediately we became a band. And from then on, it just totally changed, and it no longer became a bedroom situation. Oh God, it's mercy mine.
I'm also struck because when you guys perform, you're lined up just a line together. It feels very democratic.
It is.
It's pretty democratic, yeah.
It's good to have like three other very different creative minds around that push you, as opposed to just being left spinning your own wheels. And the ultimate goal for us is always to make an album that all four of us love and are excited about, which is one of the biggest challenges of all. I mean, we're not even thinking about the world or how it's going to be received or whether fans are going to like it. It's just like, if the four of us can agree on it, then mission accomplished.
Is there a song on the album that where you really feel like that comes through?
I feel like the last song has a really interesting sort of journey of passing hands from person to person.
Yeah, remind us what song that is.
It's got a song called Sun in Your Eyes. The beginning of Sun in Your Eyes was something where sometimes I would just ask Ed to go to the piano and just play whatever he thought of. And the very first riff of that song was something that he just went and played at the piano, those first few notes. You fall in once, you fall again, and lean on. Over the course of a few weeks, started playing with it and then wrote a melody to it, and then Chris Bear played these kind of strange jazz chords at one point. I went over and recorded those, and then we incorporated that into the middle of the song and just kind of kept developing this weird way. And then Chris Taylor took it, kept kind of chipping away at it and adding bits here and there, and by the end it was the kind of song that like no one of us could ever have conceived of it on our own. It was just really thrilling in that way where it's like it almost felt like listening to somebody else's music rather than like making your own record.
As you guys have been getting more popular, we're sitting here, you have two sold-out shows in Washington, D.C. Jay-Z came to one of your concerts, and he kind of joked about, why is everyone asking why I'm here? I'm here because it's great music, and I like it, and these guys are doing great things for kind of indie. But the tradition of indie means independent. It means, you know, underground. As you get bigger, I mean, do you lose that sort of identity in some ways, of being underground and independent? I mean, you guys have huge crowds.
It's just referring to the record label situation. We are still on an independent record label, and we do run our own ship. Now an indie band doesn't really make much money selling records, so you have to be on tour a lot. It's just in order to make a living, you know? I guess if everyone was buying records, maybe indie bands wouldn't have to tour as much. So things like Spotify, I think, you know, although they expose people to music, it doesn't really do anything effectively for the band unless that person decides to buy a ticket to your show.
You can get a record and legally buy it for sometimes as low as $6 or $7, and I'm like, that is some mozzarella sticks at like your local diner.
Is this as far as you can get, having sold out shows at 930 Club? Is there any way to get kind of the next step and explode?
Gotta be a Bieber.
Gotta be a Bieber.
I don't know. I do feel like there is a ceiling that independent artists hit, and the only way past it is radio. Commercial radio. And like, it's not like it's our aspiration. We don't write music with that intention at all. You shouldn't have to, but that is how one reaches people that aren't as curious and going online and looking for new music. That is how you reach people that you may just never reach.
And that might mean doing a song that you kind of
it would just
know
have
would
to be by chance. We always write music for ourselves and what we like.
So you would never make a song knowing it was for
that would be the total false intentions, and I think it would ring really insincere to us, and I feel like the audience would be able to tell that what's going on here, you know what I mean?
We're actually going to be hearing a lot more music this week as Morning Edition explores the challenge of making money in today's music industry. As for the guys from Grizzly Bear, Edward Drosty, Daniel Rawson, Chris Taylor, and Christopher Bear, they played On Into the Night at 930 Club, and you can hear that full concert at nprmusic.org. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Green.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.